The countdown is in progress and all systems are go.
It just isn't any use relying on others for entertainment.
We've recorded some sounds which you can create in your own listening room.
Play several tracks at once, cut back and forth between two recorders.
You know it's very, very difficult to get into the groove.
You live and learn when you listen all day to
all that noise.
That's right.
I want power, respect, a feeling of importance.
We would tape it all.
Sample.
There's so much stuff.
Like looking for a needle in a haystack.
It's very vague.
It must spring from amongst us.
It's a coordinated electric system.
Riding on Mother is rough going. A fella has to hang on tight if he doesn't want to get tossed off.
This glorified dog's breakfast isn't actually illegal, but still not necessarily the wisest buy for all sorts of obvious reasons. Steer well clear of these characters because it'll all end in tears.
Welcome to Exquisite Corpse Radio. This is DJ Bleak live with you today at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. For everybody on podcasts, forget the live thing. Not so much with you. thanks for dropping by. This is Canada's favorite radio show. We've got a Father's Day special coming up. Flying by the seat of our pants as usual, but it might work out. We're going to start out with Aphex Twins, Come to Daddy Now, to start off our Father's Day special. And then I've got a guest here, and we'll see what we're going to be doing. We're going to be getting into a little bit of things from the past and talking about things of the future, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
The June issue of Discorder magazine is on the streets now, featuring interviews with cabaret songstress Amanda Lepore, Vancouver indie darlings Hey Ocean, The Clips, and The Awkward Stage, as well as the monthly concert calendar, top 50 music chart, and CITR program guide.
Discorder, that Patsy magazine from CITR 101.9 FM, can be found in room 233 of the Student Union Building at UBC or wherever is remotely cool in Vancouver. Pick up a copy today. 'Cause you're all right in my eyes.
I will forgive you. What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9. It's Liam from the Cancer Bats. Fuck yeah, Metallica!
Dad, what's the best contraceptive method going?
Abstinence.
No, Dad, I really mean it. What do you prescribe in your practice?
Whatever I feel fits the individual patient's needs best. You see, today, there are a wide variety of different things available. Condoms, birth control pills, diaphragms, jellies.
And you're listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio, CITR.
Longer than any of the other contraceptives.
And Galen, can you hear yourself in that headphones?
Yes. Yes, I can.
All right. Good enough. I can hear every squeak of the chair.
I'm very loud, though.
We'll turn you down a bit.
Okay.
Do I turn you off?
I don't know.
With the development of thanks for coming in. Can you tell us who you are?
Yes, my name is Galen, and I work with Carrie at Denby Design.
You work with who?
Carrie. Whereas today, you know, Carrie, that guy, the framer guy.
Oh, any relation to Bleak?
Oh, yes, sorry.
Okay, perhaps.
Sorry, Bleak.
And what do we got today?
Oh, well, I brought in some old tapes. I got some old tapes, some stuff that my dad made for me, and some other things. Yeah.
Can you tell us about that, the story behind that?
Well, one of them is a tape I made when I was a kid in 1986. It's just me playing guitar with some delay over top, and I thought maybe we could mix it with some stuff that you have today, I'm hoping.
Yeah. Tell us a little about your dad, because I think listeners will be interested.
Right.
Especially on this show.
Well, my dad made me a tape of Philip Glass. He really likes Philip Glass music. And he made me this tape a long time ago, and I brought it in because I wanted to play it for you because I think you might like it quite a bit. I don't know. Do you listen to Philip Glass? Have you listened to
it? Well, I haven't listened to him too much.
Okay.
No, I haven't. I got to admit. But I think what I was getting to is your dad is fairly well-known in the Canadian...
Yeah.
You're avoiding the topic?
Yeah, well, a little bit, yeah. My dad was an artist.
Yeah.
Right. And he was a painter. He did lots of things, actually. He did some video work, all kinds of different things. He played music.
He was from... co-created the Nihilist Spasm Band.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. And, yeah.
And we're not talking about that, I guess?
Well, we can. No, I have a tape. I brought a tape from, a really old tape that I got from... it was like an insert in Canadian Art magazine.
Yeah.
It was like a vinyl record. And I got it from one of my art instructors at Emily Carr. And so I taped it, and I was looking through my tapes to find stuff to bring to the show today because I didn't know what to do. And I found it, and I'm like, oh, this is perfect. So, because you told me to get something related to Father's Day.
Yeah, and I did as well. I brought in my dad. My dad actually he's not well known in any realm, except perhaps the... trucking community. My dad listened to some things like Rod McEwen and Mystic Moods Orchestra, amongst other things. So I think that's why I like a lot of the kind of sublime, bizarre things that I like today. So we're going to be playing some Mystic Moods Orchestra and some... An album called Home to the Sea, music by Anita Kerr, words by Rod McEwen. And then we have something by Wendell Lovelace here that I found in a store, and it's kind of fatherly wisdom on a LP, so we'll be getting to that in a while. In the meantime, we have some more Father's Day garbage to send up your way. So,
so what is the CD you were telling me about? You have some kind of a compilation? Is that what it is?
Oh, I just put a bunch of Father's Day dad-related things on a, uh-huh. on a disc here. Yes. We'll have to see which ones work and which ones don't, though. And I'm not really sure what I'm going to do next here. I don't want to run out of stuff too fast. Anyway.
Dad, what about the safety of the birth control pill? What's
Perfect.
Your experience in your practice? There are all kinds of articles and magazines.
We might even get to some of my creations around the dad thing.
I think that would be good.
Which is,
I believe there are relatively safe,
iffy,
excellent
but,
contraceptive. In fact, right. the most effective.
Let's play something from, let's play Evolution Control Committee's version of the,
as to the, danger
the sex
of the
talk
pill, well,
with
I
the
feel
father
the
and son.
Administering any tablet
Evolution Control
here.
Committee
Virtually every
and sex reeducation
an adverse side effect
on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Aspirin.
I didn't know that.
If a birth control pill works for a woman without side effects, it is an excellent contraceptive for her.
Remember the last time we talked about this old body of ours, Bob?
Yeah, I remember, Dad.
No. Well, now, to begin with, it's, penis.
Yeah, I know that already, Dad.
This organ is one of the most wonderful examples we have of how, son, to do anything knowingly to make it come is a very grave sin.
Oh, I don't get you.
You know what happens when you stuff yourself with cake and cokes until you're ready to pop.
Sure, I get a stomach ache.
You bet. Food tastes good, so that we'd be sure to get our vitamins each day. Sperm, as the doctors call it.
Oh, but, Dad, that's wrong, isn't it? I mean...
And don't let me catch you monkeying with mine for another couple of years yet. But here's the important thing to understand now. All those changes in our bodies which make a boy into a man, it ejects a fluid which contains the seed or the...
Golly, Dad.
No, Bob. Well, what I'm talking about now is... one of these nights, before very long, you may find that sometimes before men are married... In spite of modern medicine, nature opens a sort of a...
Well, you mean that...
Something like that. So... But...
Gee, our bodies are complicated, aren't they, Dad?
Well, you bet. More complicated than the biggest dynamo ever built.
Oh, but, Dad, why do fellas get these...
Now, that's a good question, Bob. To begin with, this business of... Men begin to feel it occasionally, as soon as they start to grow up. But always remember this, son. I did when I was a boy. You will, too.
Golly.
So... But now here's the important thing. Sperm tastes good. It's good. As long as it's hard. Get it?
I got it, Dad.
Fine. You mind if I smoke in your room?
Oh, I know, Dad.
dreams of a dictator, the imagination of Paul Bunyan, the shyness of a violet, the audacity of a steel trap, the enthusiasm of a firecracker, and when he makes something, he has five thumbs on each hand. He likes ice
Nice. So that was
wow.
That was Wendell Lovelace with this album called "Do You Worry Efficiently." The track "What's a Boy?"
And who is this guy?
I don't know. It's from Word Records, which was it's a Christian label from it's been going for many years. The Christian voice of the audio age. Wendell Lovelace, there you go. And the music behind it is very nice, and that's you.
Yeah, well, I guess
I can't hear you.
Oh, check.
There we go. Right. Sorry about that.
That's okay. No, I recorded myself playing guitar with delay, 1986 December. That's what it says on the tape. I found it, and actually, I heard it a few times a while ago, and I liked it. So
yeah,
but it's nice. It's nice to be able to play it on the air. Weird.
86, man. Long time ago.
Yeah.
It's like yesterday to me, though.
Yeah, I know. I know, me too.
Okay, here's something I think. Let's just keep this rolling. Let's play something, something that I've made, and it's not for sale. You can find it online for free. So, here you go, kids. No, that's not it. That's totally not it.
It's twisting your neck, I should be doing.
This is the first of a series of four recordings on a problem that bothers so many parents today. The groping of the father for the right words. What should I teach my child about feminine anatomy, the neighbor's dog, and PTA groups? It's not designed to be followed word for word, but to serve as a basis for discussion. As in the previous record, the comradeship between father and son is obvious. Better a year too early than 1 week too late. As an illustration of how the beautiful story of sex, and particularly great unhappiness, wet dreams, and the explanation of physical intercourse, virtue is described for sissies. In real life, the strong man throws around these instructions in the marriage union. This instruction might extend over two or three talks. Only you, the parent, can decide how and when to give God-given power to your child. But these little scenes, by suggesting a phrase or a situation, may make your talk easier. In this first recording, a little boy who might be 4 or 6 has just given birth to a litter of puppies.
Oh, golly, look at them, Dad. Aren't they cute?
My gosh. Well, that's quite a family.
Out of this natural situation arises the first question usual in all sex instruction.
Mommy has a hole in her body? I never saw one, did I? How come, Dad?
Well,
parents are the best judges of the proper time and place for such instruction, but a good rule to follow here is the boy might be as young as 9 or as old as 14. The father, who might be not for children, answers him truthfully, seriously, but in a natural, informal way.
Well, let's see. It was like this.
Now, that's a good question, Bob.
No, Bob. Well, what I'm talking about now is,
well, like, to begin with, but now here's the important thing.
Well, to begin with, but when real babies are different than puppies. Remember that you can always knock them kicking with a simple 1-2 punch.
That's right.
Now, you know what happens when you stuff yourself with coke.
Oh, gee willikers.
That's right.
There's an emotional overtone here, too, which contrasts with the more matter-of-fact presentation to boys.
When the baby grows up to be an old man and he dies, they bury his body in the ground. And it starts to grow. Something like that.
Does Mommy know?
Does Mommy know? Yes, I think Mommy knows. It's true that to waste the seed deliberately, to do anything knowingly to make it come, is a very grave sin. Because God designed that secretion in a man for one purpose.
What's that?
Pain for the mother. As for the father, well... And then the mother goes to the hospital so the doctor can help her.
They share little man-to-man confidences. These flatter a boy's sense of responsibility. The child's curiosity should govern, though we should be careful not to give him more penis and sperm than he can handle at first. Here again, for convenience.
You see, when God makes a pussy, it's the most wonderful thing in the world.
You mean Mommy has a hole in her body?
Sure.
Yum.
When they come, and they will so often, well, after a while, it dies. And then we bury it in the ground, and there's no more pussy.
No, son.
But it's the most wonderful part of the mother. Then he breathes into it something that we call
an electric razor.
Gee, wait till I tell Nancy.
Well, I think we'd better keep this a secret just between the two of us for a while.
But, Dad...
Well, we all have different openings in our bodies for different things. And don't let me catch a monkey with mine for another couple of years yet.
It grows for 9 whole months inside the mother, right under her heart. You have holes in your nose to breathe through and a mouth to stuff cookies into.
Yeah, that's right.
Hiya, Diane. It's Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Just wondering how you're doing in your new home.
Great.
I wanted to remind you to get a spare key made and... And let me know if there's anything that needs fixing, all right? All right, sweetheart, bye. Hi, Dad again. I forgot to tell you something. Let me know if there's anything that needs fixing, all right? All right, sweetheart, bye. Hi, Dad again. I forgot to tell you something. All right, sweetheart, bye. Hi, Dad again. I forgot to tell you something. Bye. Hi, Dad again. Bye. Hi, 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 bye. Hi,
bye. Don't you look smart? Don't you look suave?
Don't you look smart? Don't you look suave? Don't you look cool? Don't you look confident? Don't you look cool? Don't you look...
I wanted to remind you to get a spare key made and let me know if there's anything that needs fixing, all right? All right, sweetheart, bye. Hi, Dad again. I forgot to tell you something. Diane, I am so proud of you.
For free help, call home.
That was, of course, Free Speech for Sale, that compilation and track by Social Security. Hi, bye.
I like that one.
Yeah.
It's very, very nice.
Yeah. Oh, here's some. Oh, I forgot about this one. It's good.
What is this?
Dear Mom and Dad. Bran Flakes?
I'm living with some kids in a big old house. And we help each other.
Tape Beatles.
Since being away, I've met a lot of weirdos. Pot smokers, speed freaks. But I found out how to tell the beautiful people from the phonies.
Anyway, so we just heard some, what was that? Social Security, like I said. Before that, I'm kind of getting lost here in exactly what we did. Oh, we heard some of the cut-ups that I did, not for children, in there. and we still had Galen's guitar track going underneath that, and that worked pretty well. Oh, and of course we had Dr. Wendell Loveless. I told you about that. So I think that's where we... Let me just write that down here. Anything to tell us, Gannon, while I'm...
Well, I just queued up the Philip Glass tape that I have. It's, what is it? Einstein on the Beach. It's some kind of... I don't even know what it was. I actually have a book about it, but I didn't read it. It's got pictures in it of, like, an opera kind of thing that Philip Glass did, where he had, like, a theatrical thing going on.
Thingy?
Sorry. And, yeah, so I've seen some of the images. It's pretty good. There's, like... dancers and, you know, things going on. And I brought the tape, so it's ready to go. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see what we got here.
It's not playing, though. You gotta press play. Sorry.
No, that is my job.
Yeah.
All right, here we come. It's coming.
Kind of subtle.
I can sense it. My spidey senses are telling me.
Oh. It was on vinyl, so... Yeah.
She'll be coming when she comes.
But I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles. So there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July poems on them that were red and yellow and blue, and it wasn't Anthony Barber. But I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles. And there were these bathing caps that you could buy that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles. And there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July blooms on them. They were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles. And there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July blooms on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles. And there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles. And there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow.
Hey, Mr. Bojangles. Hey, Mr. Bojangles. If you see any of those baggy pants, it was huge to chuck the hills. And if you know it was a mile in to be, answer the telephone. And if somebody asks you, please, it was trees. Mr. Bojangles, I reach you. Mr. Bojangles, I reach you. Mr. Bojangles, I reach you. It is like that. Hey, Mr. Bojangles. Hey, Mr. Bojangles. Hey, Mr. Bojangles. Hey, Mr. Bojangles. If you see any of those baggy pants, it was huge, chuck the hills. And if you know it was a violin to be, answer the telephone. And if anyone asks you, please, it was trees. Mr. Bojangles, I reach you. Mr. Bojangles, I reach you. Mr. Bojangles, I reach you. It is like that. Hey, Mr. Bojangles. Hey, Mr. Bojangles. Hey, Mr. Bojangles. If you see any of those baggy pants, it was huge. Chuck the hills. If you know it was a violin to be, answer the telephone. And if somebody asks you, please, it was trees. Mr. Bojangles, I reach you. Mr. Bojangles, I reach you. Mr. Bojangles, I reach you. It is like that. Hey, Mr. Bojangles. Hey, Mr. Bojangles. Hey, Mr. Bojangles.
Bank robbery is punishable by 20 years in federal prison. Bank robbery is punishable by 20 years in federal prison. Bank robbery is punishable by 20 years in federal prison. Bank robbery is punishable by 20 years in federal prison. Bank robbery is punishable by 20 years in federal bank. Robbery is punishable by bank. Robbery is punishable by bank. Robbery is punishable by bank. Robbery, bank, 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 bank robbery is punishable by 20 years in federal prison. Bank robbery is punishable by 20 years in federal prison.
bank robbery is punishable by 20 years in federal prison. Bank robbery is punishable by 20 years in federal prison. Bank robbery is punishable by 20
This is CITR Radio and Exquisite Corpse with Bleak here with Galen.
Hello.
And this has been Philip Glass, Einstein on the Beach, isn't it?
Yes, that's what it is. And we kind of let it play for a long time, so.
Some tracks need that.
I know.
But do them justice. You
know, yeah, it was pretty good. Pretty good.
And this is something that your dad recorded for you.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So that's how it ties in. This is the Father's Day special
yes.
on Exquisite Corpse.
Yep.
Father's Day weekend coming up. So everything, things that are things about dads or things that our dads offered to us in roundabout ways. Yes. So
what do you got? What's next?
Well, I don't know.
I got stuff, but...
Yeah, you got. I have some stuff.
I'm queued up.
Of course, so. Yes. Are you queued up?
Yeah. What is that? That sounds nice.
Well, this is some of the Eraserhead.
Oh, right. We were talking about that earlier, yeah.
I'm not sure where it comes in, but there's that part where Henry meets the father-in-law.
Yeah.
The guy that...
Do you know what track it is?
No, it's kind of... It's vague.
Okay.
It's really vague.
Okay.
On here. But I don't know. It may come in sooner or later.
So did you like Philip Glass, that stuff? That
Yeah, I like that very much. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was really nice. Use of loops and things. Samples.
Yeah. Well, I think what they're doing is they're repeating phrases, you know, words. And the music, of course, is looped. So it's not like there's any
It was more like
technology. It's all
It was audio
live.
Art.
Yeah, audio art. It's all live.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice.
But it got really loud there. I was worried about the levels, but you said they were okay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, I come in here, usually people are, I've got the needle like,
oh, really?
Like, when?
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
I went to radio school, so that means something good to me. But to other people, it's like, oh, I just want it louder so people hear it louder. Distortion is something that's meaningless, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe it made it better.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
Perhaps it made it better. We should move on to some business, I think. So let's just keep these things rolling in the background while we tell you some interesting things. How about a promo for you? You want to hear about that?
A promo.
Yeah, let's hear this one. I like this one.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
I hit the city and I lost my bands. I saw the needle take another man. Gone.
For the last 4 years, Insight, Vancouver's supervised injection site, has proven to be an important part of the solution to Vancouver's drug addiction crisis. Scientific evidence concludes Insight prevents drug overdose deaths, reduces the spread of HIV and AIDS, and moves more people in drug detox and addiction treatment. Despite the science, Prime Minister Harper may not renew Insight's legal status, which will expire on December 31st, 2007. If Insight closes, people will die. Please support a comprehensive solution to drug addiction by visiting www.communityinsight.ca. Tell Prime Minister Harper to do the right thing and keep Insight saving lives.
I've seen the needle and the damage done. A little part of it in everyone. But every junkie's like you said.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something. They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
All right, there you go. Now you know something you didn't know before.
Yeah.
Or maybe I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I noticed you don't have two tape decks, because I was thinking about what we could do with two tape decks playing them at the same time, but that's not doable.
Tape decks are really not something.
Yeah, I know.
People have a lot of anymore.
Well, I got a lot of tapes. I got a lot of tapes, though.
Okay, bring your tapes.
Yeah. What's this?
Oh, it's called Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast.
Nice.
By Tony Christie.
All right.
So I figured we could discuss this song a little bit. What do you like about this song or dislike about this song?
I'm having trouble focusing because I can still hear Philip Glass.
All right, we'll turn that down. Isn't that beautiful?
That's good. Yeah. That's a drum machine. And that's okay.
That's okay?
Yeah, okay. I'm okay with that.
All right. Those are real girls. See, I know this stuff too.
Yeah, no, I know. I can.
See?
Yeah.
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 I'm pretty good at this. Like more cheese with your corn?
I like the piano playing. It's very.
It's very John Tesh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or Yanni, whatever.
I saw one of his albums in the store the other day, a John Tesh album.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did. I saw it. I can't remember where or when, and it was like, it was new. I think it was new, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was. It was a video or a
dang
audio thing. I'm not sure.
That'd be a winner.
Or a book. It was a book.
A book?
I'm sorry, I'm way off. It was a book about his life.
A book about marriage or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did music for a while, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, piano, yeah. Like sort of touchy-feely, yeah. New age kind of, I think.
Yeah.
Like Yanni, I think. We had a CD that was going around for a while with my wife and I and her her brother would be sending a CD back and forth every Christmas, the whole same Yanni CD.
Oh, nice.
It's unopened, and now nobody knows where it is.
Oh, no.
But, yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it is. It sucks. That sucks. Like the Eraserhead over underneath it.
Oh, is that what you... Okay. Yeah, I can hear it. Here it comes. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, that's nice. I recognize those sounds.
That works great.
It's going to give me bad dreams.
Yeah. I think it's better like this. I don't think they were thinking about this when they made it. Possibilities of these two things together.
Yeah.
I don't know why they weren't thinking about that. I would have been.
So, are you going to call your dad?
Yeah, that's about all I have in mind for right now. I kind of dropped the ball there.
Yeah.
Sunday,
right? It's Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, Sunday. What am I going to do?
I don't know. You got to call him at least. I mean, send him a card maybe.
Yeah, I know.
But it's too late for that,
right? It's kind of late for a card.
Does he have email?
Sort of. My mom, I can send it to my mom.
Yeah, send him a letter. That'll work.
I could do that.
Sit down, type for a while.
No, we could talk about what we had in mind in the future, perhaps.
To do with?
We're working together, bringing loops in, getting a group of people together to get a sample, some sort of sample that they've collected during the week, or it could be based on a certain subject.
Yeah.
Or just the subject of something during the week. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'll come in here, get our loops going, and then put them all together and see what happens.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that you wouldn't want to hear the loops before the show.
Yeah, it would be a true exquisite corpse, right?
That's right, exactly. Yeah. And you might get some synchronicities happening and some interesting things going on, right? So, but we'd have to have some kind of guidelines, right? Because we wouldn't want to, have one person brings in a piece that fills in everything.
Yeah.
And so, a little bit of silent spots and,
Yeah.
But I've got some great films at home. I could, take the some of the dialogue off and put it on a cassette, right? Maybe loop it a couple times and bring it in. I don't have I don't have a computer right now, so.
Well, you do.
Well, I do. I just,
What's wrong with your computer? It looks fine to me.
Part of the problem is that I like tape.
Oh, you like tape?
I do. Well,
here
I actually
we go.
Like
Here's the father part.
Okay.
Let's
have a listen.
We've got chicken tonight. Strangest damn things. They're man-made. Little damn things. Smaller than my fist. But they're new. I'm Bill.
Hello. I'm Henry.
Speaking of film,
yeah,
it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it is a good one.
People,
there's some really great stuff on.
The girls have heard this before, but
all right.
14 years ago, I had an operation on my arm here.
Oh, yeah.
Doctors said I wouldn't be able to use it. Well, what the hell do they know? I said, and I rubbed it for a half hour every day, and then I got so's I could move it a little, and I got so's I could turn a faucet and. And pretty soon I had my arm back again. Now I can't feel a damn thing in it. All numb. I'm afraid to cut it, you know? Mary usually does the carving, but maybe tonight you'll do it, Henry. All right with you?
Of course.
Good times.
I'd be happy to.
Oh, what a good scene that is.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I was just going to say there's some really... No, never mind.
Oh, go ahead.
No, there's some really inspiring interviews and little mini documentaries on David Lynch on YouTube I was watching. It was great stuff. I loved it. Inspiring guy. And it was good.
Yeah.
Good to watch.
I heard he spent like a year in a in a hotel room without ever coming out, and all he had was a chicken and something else. I don't know what that means.
I've never heard that one.
It's a rumor.
But it's good.
It's one of those rumors. All right. Oh, we've done that. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. It's the Mother's Day thing. Oh, we have a caller. Let's take a caller. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Asking me this question.
They're still not sure it is.
Hello? Caller? Oh, sorry. Just a sec. There, now you're on. Are you on? Hello?
I got to talk to that boy. I'll see what happens.
Hello? You're on the air.
You don't need to be on the side of the state.
What is that? What's going on?
Cell phones.
No, it was an Explorer.
Yeah, anyway, that's good. Yeah?
Nice sound.
Uh-huh.
That's brilliant.
So, what are you doing right now? Oh, they're gone.
So, what's your name?
Yeah, we do need some callers,
oh,
though.
Look at that. That was brilliant, though.
Do you give out the number? How does it work?
Well, we can, yeah.
Well, we should be giving out the number and getting some feedback.
604-862. Oh, sorry. No, that's a different number. 604-822-2487.
Yeah.
Yeah. UBCCITR, in other words.
Yeah.
That was a good call. That was the best call I ever got.
Really? Yeah.
Except for that one with the guy wanted directions to the station.
Oh, really?
That was good radio.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah.
Interesting.
Not so good. All
right. So, yeah.
All right, let's move on to... here we go. It's another caller. Here, take another call.
Oh, good.
Hello, caller.
What's up? I got a band. And first of all, I'd like to see you stop the game. I don't know what that was. Whatever it is, needs more stuff for the rest of the day.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's some good. That's terrific. Some good stuff. Did you get that on tape?
Yeah, it's
we can
podcast.
Use that maybe. We could use that for one of our projects.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what they're talking in though. It sounds like some sort of.
It was a lot of people in the background.
Sort of rigged phone with made out of.
Yeah, maybe they'll call back and.
Made out of lead weights and. Tin can. And Gilligan's tooth. Okay, this hasn't gone. I'm gonna play some more of this Eraserhead, then we're going to come back with some of my dad's one of his records. So I'll be back in a sec.
glass is more important than me. The rug is more important than me. The table's more important than me. And maybe a little tear rolled up in the eye. Because that's my hero. That's my daddy. Oh, but I see, Dad. The bike's more important than me. Oh, I see, Dad. I see now the grass is more important than me. The rug is more important than me. The table's more important than me. And maybe a little tear rolled up in the eye. Because that's my hero. That's my daddy. Oh, but I see, Dad. The bike's more important than me. Oh, I see, Dad. I see now the grass is more important than me. The rug is more important than me. The table's more important than me. Maybe a little tear rolled up in the eye. Because that's my hero. That's my daddy. Oh, but I see, Dad. The bike's more important than me. Oh, I see, Dad. I see now.
Is that it? Unclean wiener, Mamacita.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that is... Damn.
That's okay.
I hate that button.
I just was looking at the light and it wasn't
on.
The
button. See, now you're learning.
Yeah,
you're
no, I am.
It. You're getting it down,
here.
Yo.
That's why I'm here. I'm here to learn. So, yeah, that was Unclean Wiener.
And...
the band I played in for a while with my friend Sean Bristow.
Legendary. Unclean
yeah.
Wiener.
Yeah. Yeah.
Luke Meat plays Unclean Wiener now and then. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Well, I didn't know that because none of our stuff is on CD, so...
I don't know where he got it, but he was at that No Music Fest.
That's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is on CD. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You don't know this stuff.
Look, you know
it's
what?
It's your history, and you don't know it. It's so embarrassing.
I feel terrible.
You're never coming on here again.
I have no excuse. I have no excuse.
This is a professional show.
I know.
We have it polished and down.
But listening to this stuff is getting me. Wait a minute. No, seeing this stuff is inspiring. Listening to this stuff again is inspiring me to get back into making some music.
Yeah, you know, I'm at the moment working on new stuff for the Value Village people.
That's good.
It is. It feels good.
You want to do any more live shows?
I hope not.
You don't like them, do you? Do you like them?
I don't mind doing live shows. I don't like staying up late.
Right.
And lugging my gear and then going home late.
I have the same problem. Maybe we need to play shows earlier, like at, you know, 5.
Yeah, well, then you have all two of your friends coming out to see you.
Or before dinner.
Always the opening act, never the bride.
Maybe we could, you know, flip it around or something.
And that's what she said.
Morning.
I'm sorry.
Morning concert.
Watching The Office.
Morning concert. 9 a.m. 10. 10 a.m.
10 a.m. concert.
Yeah.
On a...
11. Well,
on a Monday.
Probably should be after lunch.
On a Saturday.
Yeah.
Free concert in the park.
Yeah. No, seriously.
We could get together with the Society for Anatomical Accuracy. No, the Society for... What do you call them? The guys that dress up as Witchy Poo and guys in their little...
No. No.
Have fun storming the castle.
No, I don't.
Yeah, no. Society for Creative Anachronism.
Oh,
that's the one.
Oh, yes.
The pretentious people that use the words like beseech.
Well, why don't we hook up?
just kidding about that. I would probably kill one of them.
Why don't we hook up with those guys and like play a show in the park like you were saying?
Who?
Those guys.
No, I'm not doing that.
Come on.
I was kidding about that.
You can put on a helmet. We could go to town.
That's the least of all things I want to do.
Get out the rubber sword and take...
No offense to anyone, but you're
it's just not your thing.
You're
right?
Pathetic.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
No offense.
You're going too far.
Oh, I should mention that at 9 o'clock is Thunderbird Radio Hell.
It's
pre-recorded show.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to be sticking that in for you. I'm going to be playing some data rock next with. I used to dance with my daddy. What?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I haven't played this 1967 Spasm Band.
Oh, we got to get to
that. The sweetest country, side of heaven. Okay. Actually, it's a good thing we only got 5 minutes, but here, just pop it in and play it on this side. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Is that ready?
Yeah, it's ready to go.
Okay. Nihilist Spasm Band, is your dad.
1967. I was born in 68. So
your dad, Greg Kernow, right?
That's right,
That's his name, and he was a member.
Yeah, and there's a whole bunch of guys in the band who I don't have time to name off right now. There's some, just play it.
All right, then.
Play the damn thing. This is Canadian content, by the way.
Totally.
Cartier. Cartier! Cartier! Canada, home of William Lyon Mackenzie, who gave his life, home of Louis David Riel, who gave his life, home of Papineau, who gave his life, home of Diefenbaker, who gave his life, home of J.S. Wedgeworth, who gave his life, home of Tim Buck, who gave his life, home of Lester B. Pearson, who gave his life. Home of John Cabot, who gave his life. Home of Montcalm, who gave his life. Home of the restrained, the shriveled, the worthy, the brain elevator, the windbreaker. A wide country. A cold country. A cold country. A cold country. A thin country. A flimsy country. A sweet country. A sober country. Canada! I think I love you! Canada, hold me tight. You move me. Canada!
That was rare. You say that's from a Canada Art magazine.
Yeah, that's
from
right.
1968.
Yeah. Yeah, one of my art instructors at Emily Carr had it, Canadian Art magazine from 1967.
67.
And he gave it to me, loaned it to me. I recorded it and then gave it back to him.
Holy smoke!
I don't have it, so.
So
I don't
it was a record that came with the magazine.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's probably pretty rare.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. I wonder if you looked that up on eBay if it'd be worth.
I don't know. Enough. Probably now.
Not that you'd sell it or anything, but.
No. No.
No. Okay, it is, well, it's just after 9. Let's go into, well, Thunderbird Radio Hell is next. Thanks for dropping by.
Yeah,
thanks, Galen, for being here.
Thanks for having me on the show.
And we'll see you again soon. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, remember, until next week, kids, the future is bleak. Stand by for Thunderbird Radio Hell.
You know? When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. It's the time to think of the future. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m.